KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 54 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with isolated showers possible and a high of 74, winds southwest at 10 to 15. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping area news, fire crews from Harlan and several other departments responded to a large structure fire last night at 1916 900th Street, just off of County Road M47 or north of Prairie Rose State Park. The blaze was reported at around 10:15 p.m. Water was reportedly pumped from Prairie Rose Lake to help replenish a supply of available firefighting water. Other departments assisting at the scene included Avoca, Elkhorn, Irwin, Kimbleton, Kirkman, and Walnut. Additional details are currently not available. Police in Red Oak report a man wanted on a Pottawatomie County warrant for escape from custody was arrested last night at around 10:45 following a routine traffic stop in Red Oak. Authorities say 32-year-old Jesse Bruce Fitzwater of Council Bluffs was also arrested on a state of Iowa felony warrant for possession with the intent to deliver. Fitzwater was being held without bond at the Montgomery County Jail. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted Red Oak Police in conducting the arrest. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported two recent accidents. At around 3:30 a.m. on Monday, a single vehicle rollover accident took place off Interstate 80 near mile marker 62. Officials say a 2004 Chevy Express van driven by 20-year-old Tierra Marie Guevara of Lincoln, Nebraska, was westbound on I-80 when the woman lost control of the vehicle, which then flipped onto its passenger side. There were no injuries reported. Damage to the van was estimated at $4,500. On April 15th, Cass County deputies responded to a motor vehicle accident on 610th Street. A 2007 Jeep Commander driven by 25-year-old Kyle Wilson of Atlantic was northbound on 610th. When the vehicle left the road and entered the west ditch, it rolled over and eventually caught fire. Wilson and his passenger, 40-year-old Laurie K. Parrott, suffered minor injuries and were transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Hospital. The vehicle was estimated a total loss. That accident remains under investigation. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater yesterday reported four recent arrests that took place over the past 10 days. On April 12th, 27-year-old Danielson Allen Harris of Stewart was arrested by Stewart police on charges that include interference with official acts, trafficking stolen weapons, first offense, felon in control of a firearm, criminal mischief in the third degree, assault on a law enforcement officer without injury, and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. Allen Harris, who also had multiple felony convictions in Illinois, was released from the Adair County Jail the same day on a $5,000 cash or surety bond. 31-year-old Tyrone Anthony Morris of Stewart was arrested at the same location on charges of trafficking stolen weapons, first offense, reckless use of a firearm for discharging a weapon near a residence where other persons are located, and felon in control of a firearm. Morris had a previous conviction in Iowa for domestic assault causing bodily injury. He was released from the Adair County Jail on $10,300 cash or surety bond. As we had reported last week, the incident began around 11 p.m. Saturday, April 11th, with a report of shots fired at 615 Southwest 7th Street in Stewart, apartment number 6. Officers responding found fresh shell casings and determined that several shots had been fired within feet of the front door of the apartment. Officers could hear people arguing inside and discovered three adults and several children were there in that particular apartment. An investigation resulted in the discovery of two handguns, one of which had the serial number filed off and was believed to have been stolen, and marijuana. It was discovered that one of the male subjects fired several shots from the recovered handguns, leading to the shots fired call. During the arrest, Allen Harris allegedly became combative and assaulted a Stewart Reserve police officer by chest bumping him and then spitting on him. He also allegedly damaged a sheriff's department vehicle by kicking the door and windows. Deputies from the Adair and Guthrie County Sheriff's Offices and Iowa State Troopers assisted at the scene. In other news, the Adair County Sheriff's Office reports 20-year-old Jackson Timothy Blade Hall of Stewart was arrested April 12th at a separate location from the previous incident. He was taken into custody for domestic abuse, assault with injury and mental illness, first offense, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Hall had admitted to assaulting his girlfriend at their residence in the 500 block of Max Drive. He was later released on a $2,000 cash or surety bond. And on April 13th, 33-year-old Michael Eugene Matherly was arrested on two Union County warrants. He was later released on his own recognizance. The Harlan Police Department yesterday released a report on arrests and citations from April the 9th through the 19th. And the one arrest that they had was on April 12th, 36-year-old Brett Edward Lee Howard of Harlan, who was taken into custody for sexual abuse in the third degree. In our funeral announcements, Carol A. Patti, age 81, of Avoca, died Sunday at the UNMC in Omaha. A public visitation for Carol Patti will be today from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Charlie Leroy Allen, age 85, of Avoca, died Monday at his home. A private family funeral for Charlie Allen will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Betty Maxine Stewart, age 94, of Shelby, died Tuesday in Harlan. Services for Betty Stewart will be held at a later date. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. John Carnes, age 70, of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home. Services for John Carnes will be at a later date, with the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic assisting the family. And Natalie Merritt, age 53, of Platte City, Missouri, and formerly of Atlantic, died Friday. Memorial services for Natalie Wheatley Merritt will be held at a later date. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.